Have you ever tried to sell a car to a car dealer? If you have, you've probably found it to be a fairly frustrating experience, and selling a car to a private party these days isn't very easy either. But there's a company that is changing that. It's a company called Swamp Motors. They're based in the Chicago area. They hope to expand nationally, and they have a different way of selling cars. We're going to talk to their founder and CEO right now. His name is Alex Johnson, and we'll see what they have to offer in terms of buying and selling cars in a whole new way. Well, let's talk about what you've got going, because I think it's fascinating. And I don't know whether you have noted or not, but I cover this beat, basically. I cover companies that do kind of different things in the retail car space. I was editor of Motor Trend Magazine, then executive editorial director at Kelley Blue Book for a long time. It strikes me what you have put together is something very different. So let's talk about it. Now, number one, what problem does it solve? Problem did you encounter that kind of was the basis for Swamp Motors?
The key problem was when I was trying to sell my car back to a dealer, right? The price that I got was way lower than what I bought it, or what the real value of a car was. And you know, I didn't have the time to drive dealer to get the price. So when I did that, I saw the value from $25,000, about $8,000 difference, you know, but I went to 8 different dealers. So if this time is against you, you don't have the time to list your car privately, it takes 30 to 60 days, our sell it now option solved that problem. You want to sell it today, your car, we have hundreds of dealers to come and fight for your car while you're sitting at home watching it. That was the first problem, time.
So let's backtrack just a little bit, because what you're talking about is you had a car, you could either have traded it in or you could sell it. You could sell it privately to a private party or you could sell it to a dealer. And you found that to be problematic because what you really had to do to get the price you felt you deserved for the car was to go to a large number of dealers before you got the price you wanted. Does that kind of sum it up?
Yes. The fact that I went to 8 to 10 dealers because the price that I was getting initially was so low, you know, and that led me to go to different dealers and see what is my value of the car. It's not the right value. Then I end up getting a pretty good wholesale value when I went to 8 different dealers.
Right. In your quest for doing that, did you look at any of the guidebooks? Did you look at Kelley Blue Book? Did you look at Black Book?
Yes.
So you had some sense of what you thought the car was worth, at least, right?
I did. So I looked at the car on cars.com, Car Gurus. I looked at Kelley Blue Book. So I knew the value of the car. And the first dealer I took it to was the dealer that I bought it from. And that price was really low. That really upset me. And, you know, it was more upset and hurtful than anything. And that's why I went to many dealers after that.
Yeah. And over a course of what amount of time? Was it all in one day or was it over a weekend or was it a couple of weeks? What was the time frame?
Right. The time was against me. I didn't have the time.
Right.
So it took me a week to do it.
So you saw that as a problem. And I think you saw a solution to that. And tell us what the solution was.
The solution was, if you want to sell a car, you register with us. You know, we'll take the pictures, we'll do the video, we'll list the car to hundreds of dealers on an online daily auction where dealers will fight for your car and you don't have to drive dealer to dealer. That was our first solution we launched. And it worked, right? Because for the people who want to sell the car, they didn't have the time, they were extremely happy. But we still saw a big drop-off. And the drop-off was they were not getting the private retail pricing. And that's when we launched a second channel, marketplace, a year later. And that helped us solve the drop-off, right? There's two ways to sell a car right now. Either you sell it to a dealer, you sell it to a private party. And we feel like we have both covered. And like I mentioned to you earlier, Jack, right? Even if you list the car 30 days, 60 days later, you cannot sell a car. Now you can go back to an online auction where you get a better value than a typical trade-in at a CarMax.
Yeah. At least you have dealers bidding for your car as opposed to one offer and you know, kind of a take it or leave it offer. I mean, you might do some horse trading with the dealer, but that's about all you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of money do you think for, you know, say a fairly typical trade-in or, you know, a private party sale, what kind of money are we talking about you can gain for people? It sounds like thousands of dollars, correct?
Oh yeah, like for example, on an online auction, you know, you can see anywhere from, because typically, right, Jack, you know this, I have a Corolla, I got a good job, I want to buy a Lexus. I take my Corolla to a Lexus dealership. I trade my car in. The Lexus dealership does not want to keep the Corolla in their lot, right? What they do, they'll make a little bit of money, they'll take it to Manheim or Dusso, they'll auction the car, and a private dealer will pick it up. So it's changing a couple of hands already and losing the value. So now if that seller came to us with a Corolla, we have all the independent dealers fighting for your car and giving a better value than the Lexus dealership gave you. So we can see on our online auction anywhere from 10 to 15% increase.
Is it mostly independent dealers, like non-affiliated dealers who are buying the cars from your online auction?
Yes. So right now we have a lot of local independent dealers. CarMax called, they have an interest in buying a car. Carvana called us, they have interest in buying cars from us. You know, so yeah, everybody's interested, you know, but right now majority of our dealers are independent dealers because like independent dealers don't have customers walk into their stores to sell the cars, right?
Right.
Like, they buy the cars through on Manheim or Dusso, big auctioneers.
So how did you think of this? What was beyond answering the problem? You know, a lot of us have problems selling cars, but then we don't create a business out of it. What made you decide that this was a business you wanted to get into and thought could be a going concern?
You know, so when I had this problem and I started doing a lot of online research, is there a solution, right? Because then I started talking to my friends. 99% of the people who sold a car, if you asked them, how was your experience? They had a horrible experience, right? There's been a solution. I spent a lot of time online research, started going to Manheim, started going to Dusso, and see how the process works. So I spent about 6 months talking to dealers, going to these auctioneers. Then I realized how broken the market was, you know? Then I came with the idea. I'm like, listen, if you want to sell a car, you know, create where these dealers can directly fight for the car from the consumers.
So what business were you in then? I mean, what was your background? Did you have any kind of automotive? It doesn't sound like you had an automotive background. What was your background?
So I had no automotive background. I come from a commercial real estate construction industry and a real estate. Started a company about 12 years ago. Grew that company to be the Chicago's Fast 50 by Cranes, Inc. 5000. I opened a couple of business, successful business. Grew the company, you know, got some accolades, awards. And when this happened to me, and I wanted to, I wanted to change something way Uber changed transportation.
I get the impression that you see a way to make the private to private, private party to private party transaction market larger than it is currently. Yes. Talk about that, would you?
Yeah, because if you look at, you know, we're a very small bootstrap company based in Chicago. You know, we have sold hundreds of cars, and it's working. If you look at our reviews on Google, Yelp, Facebook, we have 5-star reviews. Every car that we sold, I can honestly and proudly say every single consumer that I had, they loved the experience. They made 20, 25% more than the trade-in value. You know, what else can I ask for? If I'm making every consumer who sold a car, majority of the consumer who bought a car, every dealer who bought the car from us, they're happy. So I think I'm on something.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your consumer-to-consumer solution, too. Tell us what consumers can do to sell cars to other consumers if they want to do that.
So same thing, just like online auction, right? You register your car, you get two options. Is it time or money? If it's time, you'll auction it. I want more money, you can list it on a marketplace. Same thing, you know, we'll take the pictures, we'll take the videos, we'll create a listing, you know, we'll talk good about the car and the bad about the car, we'll list it on a marketplace. From our marketplace, it gets co-listed to cars.com, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, eBay, where your car have more visibility than you going to every single site and putting it up there, okay? And so we were focusing on the seller. Along with that, we also focus on the buyer. Why do we create the pricing? because we want the car to be priced well. We don't want, if the car's worth $10,000, we don't want our seller to put $12,000 for the car because you're not going to get the right buyer for that. Second thing we do is we take the pictures and we inspect each car. So as a buyer, right, you don't want to waste your time driving an hour to look at a car. Then you realize there's a lot of dents, there's rust, there's issues with the tires. You know, you wasted half of your day from, you took off from work. So in our platform, whatever you see on our VDP, that's what you're going to see when you drive and look at this car. You know, third thing is helping buyers finance the car if they want to extend a warranty. And along with that, we can close deals just like you can do at a dealership in our swap centers. That means tax, title, sticker, we can do everything. We want to do an end-to-end solution.
Let's talk about the difficulties consumers have to make a private party purchase, or that the consumer who is selling to a private party has. And there are a lot of them, right? You know, we could tick them off. One is figuring out an appropriate place to meet one another. Certainly there is everything that has to do with the financial transaction. There are particular issues if money is owed on the car, for example, if the quote-unquote owner doesn't own the car free and clear. Talk about some of those, because I think you've got solutions to those, yep. Don't you?
I'll talk about safety first. Safety is a key, okay? Before a buyer goes out and sees any car, we know every information about the buyer, okay? Second of all, they can meet, rather than meeting at a random parking lot, they can meet at swap centers where buyers and sellers can meet, do test drives, right? Third thing is loan. You're right, hardest things to get a loan because a lot of these big banks are not financing on these PDP deals because they don't know anything about the car. They don't know the condition, right? We're going to solve that problem. And the most important thing is even when you want to close a transaction, you know, you can meet a swap center. We'll do everything for them. Going back on another thing you said about if a car has a loan, which it makes it really hard to do, right? We work with escrow.com where the buyer can put the money, escrow.com will pay the loan off, we'll do the complete transaction if the car has an existing loan.
And that's something that the typical consumer just couldn't make happen.
They can. Right? That's why the PDP never took off because nobody focused on them. Auto Trader didn't focus on them because they care about Manheim, which is making billions of dollars for them, right? CarGurus, 96% of the cars listed on the sites are listed by dealers. Same thing goes with cars.com. Even if you look at it, Facebook created the marketplace. 90-some percent of cars that are listed on the marketplace are listed by dealers. Nobody's focusing on these PDP.
And you see money there. How do you make money? You know, how does your company, how does Swap Motors make money in this?
So right now we make money on auction, right? If you want to sell a car through our auction platform, a car is sold, we charge a seller fee and a buyer fee. So we're making money. Both parties are happy giving us the money if the car gets transacted.
Cool. What do you think your biggest challenge is?
Just getting the word out there and get people to know who we are. Because we're making everyone happy who knows who we are and who transacted with us. You know, like I said, if you look at our reviews, I got 5-star all across the board. Where can you find that in the auto industry right now in this country? And Jack, thank you. You know, people like you who writes about us and share it to the world, to this, you know, auto buyers and sellers. You know, that's who we're going to grow, right? Like you said, there's giants out there, you know, and they're not looking just for the consumer, they're looking for their bottom line, publicly traded companies. You know, for us, we want to put on a 20,000 car, 20% is $4,000. That's a lot of money for these consumers. I want to put it back in the pocket.
And if you get a little bit of that in doing that, there's nothing wrong with that either, is there?
Yes, you know what I mean? And the market's so large, right? We feel the company, Swap Motors, will be stable. The company will make money while we leave a lot of money with the buyers and sellers.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me. I really do wish you well, and I hope we can continue the conversation very soon. That was Alex Johnson. He is CEO and founder of Swap Motors, the Midwestern company that is changing the way people buy and sell cars. both to individuals and to dealers, a real sea change in the way cars are being bought and sold. We'll see how that develops, and we'll check in with Alex on a later program. Stay with us, everybody, for more of America on the Road right here on Driving Today. I'm Jack Nerad.